Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I am the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increase the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Ms. Maryland Integrity Beauty, Miss Jackie Walters. Today, Ms. Jackie will be discussing being a good leader. Ms. Jackie, hi, how are you? And the first question is, did you change your clock?
Yes, I changed my clock, Ms. Roberta, and I am fine, and yourself?
I'm well, thanks. I figured I'd make sure that you changed your clock. Well, I guess you would have if we called in, but today was daylight savings time, so I thought that would be a good first question, Ms. Jackie.
Yes,
Ms.
I changed my clock.
Yeah, Ms. Jackie, because changing your clock is a sign of being a good leader because you have to be good on time. So I was going to go ahead and let you get started, Ms. Jackie. Where would you like to start?
Well, I had did some research other than, looking at other people that have been leaders in my life. I've looked and done some research on the internet yesterday, and it gave me some ideas. It said 10 qualities that make a great leader, which means they gave me 10 statements, you know, in being a great leader. And me, myself, I'm not a leader yet, but my ministry leader in my church where I worship, I'm her administrative assistant, and I assist her, you know, with other duties that she gives to me to take over for her when she can't do them. And like you said, it's very important to have someone that you can really count on to pick up the slack when you can't, because you need to be able to trust people, especially with sensitive projects or information that everybody can't be privy to.
You are absolutely right, Ms. Jackie. And I was going to say that one of the things about Integrity Beauty and Women of Significance is that when you are an ambassador, you actually are given a role in the program that you are responsible for. And like the spokeswomen, the ambassadors, have a higher state ambassadors would. But all the women in the program have some certain purpose that they are responsible for in the organization. And you are absolutely correct, because if you don't follow through on what needs to be done, it really sets a lot of things back for that, and I have experienced that several times. And like you said to me before, Ms. Jackie, and I've been holding very tight and embracing what you said, where you've told me that, you know, I need working ambassadors for, you know, our program, and you are absolutely correct that it is very important to be accountable, and these two programs, I have to say, Ms. Jackie, is one of the most awesome ways to get your foot in the door for leadership and to get your foot in the door to start advocating and speaking about what you want to start being able to go more public with. This is a perfect outlet for that, and I am so excited about hearing about this, Jackie, so I'm going to go ahead and let you talk.
Yep. Well, my first statement that I found, yesterday was honesty, and which means whatever ethical plane you hold yourself to, when you are responsible for a team of people, it is important to raise the bar higher. So that means if you make honest and ethical behavior a key value, your team will follow. So that means, Ms. Roberta, if we're ethical and if we're on point and we show our team members or our employees that that's the type of behavior that we're, that our standards, that we're setting our standards to, then they'll follow. But if we're not honest, we're always cheating, we're always being underhanded and deceitful, your team players are going to want to react in the same way. And that's not how things get accomplished, by being deceitful and underhanded and always trying to find shortcuts. Me, myself, I'm getting ready in the springtime, and I'm stepping out on faith with my support group, which I told you in the last Blog Talk Radio show we did. I'm getting ready to start a diabetes awareness support group because I feel as though by me being a title holder and a pageant queen, which will also align with Integrity Beauty, also think my community would benefit from it. My family, my friends, everybody that I know of that has diabetes would, you know, benefit from the support group that I'm getting ready to start. And this would be my first time heading up or spearheading something like that. But I feel as though I can do it because it's my platform, and I'm very passionate about what I'm getting ready to do. And anything that I'm passionate about, I will give it my all. And, you know, I'll have people come in and speak on diabetes. You know, I'll have, like, meals and food to serve, literature to give out. I just feel as though things that we're passionate about and that we give our all to, especially giving back to our community, would be very beneficial. Things that's not really relevant to our cause or to us personally, if you don't think it's going to be beneficial, I would not advise getting into it because it's going to be a total flop. But like you said, when we put God first and we put him into everything, it's that pot, is that soup, and that pot is going to be very delicious because you're going to add love and you're going to, you know, add all your special ingredients to it to make it a special dinner. That's why I believe in being a great leader. Our leaders should show us how we should format our journey into whatever we want to do. And I think you, Ms. Roberta, and my director, Key McKinley, has shown me the way to do that. Even without my crown and sash, I still do leadership things. I just don't wear my crown and sash for it all the time. And I think I will be a spectacular leader, but it's just some things in my life that I still have to work on. You know, my people skills, my interpersonal skills. I can deal with people, but not for a long period of time, because when you come into contact with a lot of different personalities, your personality sooner or later will come to the surface, and you need to learn how to interact with not so savory characters. I'm gonna put it to you like that, Miss Roberta. You know, in order to get your goals set, and some people, you know, if we come into contact with negativity a lot, our negativity levels to come to the surface a lot of times. So us being leaders, we need to learn how to curve our attitudes when we're dealing with 50 different personalities. What do you think on that, Miss Roberta?
I think it's beautiful what you said. And also, too, this thing I want to say, Ms. Jackie, is with the honesty part. Another thing is, too, is, you know, if you get involved in a program or something and you start to find out that, well, this is a lot more than I thought, or this isn't what I thought it would be honest, because, you know, that's another thing, you know, that what we do is, when we have, like, our national spokesman for the year, we give them 6 months before the new year, so they're usually always picked about October-ish, November, and then they're announced in March. And what we do is we give them an opportunity to know everything that's expected, to know what they need to do, to see what's going on, how things are running, so that when once March 30th hits, they know that, okay, I'm like live, this is my job now to do, and I don't just throw them right into it. I let them see what they're going to have to do. Well, the biggest frustrating thing is that you have these on-fire women that want to do work, and I'm sure Ms. Key's gone through the same exact thing, I'm sure. Everyone I've heard, like when I talk to a lot of people that have a program or something, they have people like this, that they're on fire, they're ready to go. The first month it's like, wow, this person's fabulous, and then all of a sudden they just drop off and they're dead, and then every time you try to talk to them and try to do something, there's always a reason why they're not doing anything. Instead, just be honest that it's too much for you or it wasn't what you expected, because I always say, this is not about membership to me. This isn't about how many members I can get. This is about helping create and grow and help coach and mentor leaders. So, I mean, even if it's only two people, you know, before I used to beat myself up because, you know, I didn't have a huge group of people, but I've realized that God doesn't want that. God wants me to have a smaller group of women that I can personally work one-on-one with, that I can, you know, help share and take time with. And that's the biggest thing is honesty, Ms. Jackie, is, you know, if you think it's too much in anything in life, it doesn't have to be just about, you know, something like Integrity Beauty, but anything in life, even if it's making a promise to someone saying, yes, I will be there, I'll help you move, or anything. If you know for a fact when you leave 20 minutes later and say, why in the world did I say that? Contact that person and say, I'm sorry, you know what, I thought this was going to work and it's just not going to work out for me, so that you can be accountable. That's the biggest thing, is that honesty is accountability, too. And, Jackie, you have a fantastic point. Very good first point, Ms. Jackie. So what would be our second point?
Ability to delegate. It is important to remember that trusting your team with ideas is a sign of strength, not weakness. You cannot do everything yourself. And, Ms. Roberta, you and I have had this conversation on a many of occasions. I mean, we all think that we can just do everything ourselves. But, you know, at the end of the day, we already know that if we got 50,000 things on our plate, we cannot do all 50 of those things by ourselves. We need help. We need to learn to delegate. That means to give our ambassadors or other team members some duties that we feel as though would be not time-consuming for us, but, you know, a task that they can do in a timely manner that wouldn't take up most of our time. And I really like that one, ability to delegate, because that's what my supervisor does. That's what my ministry leader does. You know, she tells us in meetings all the time, because we have a meeting coming up next week, and it's with leaders of, you know, of our ministry. And she tells us this all the time. She is the leader, but she can't do it all by herself. That's why she has us in place. She delegates certain duties to us, and she expects them to be done. And she is no nonsense like you. And she will tell us straight off the bat, straight like that. That's because she's a vice president of a bank. And she will tell us, if you feel as though what I'm giving you it's too much for you to handle, please let me know so I can delegate it to someone else, because I don't want to come to you and the task that I have given you is not done and you're giving me a bunch of woulda, shoulda, coulda. She don't want to hear that. It's, even though it's voluntary, it's still a job and she still wants it done, irregardless of it being paid or non-paid. And that's what I like about, you know, strong leaders. You know, they delegate. They put their foot down. It's either do or die. We're not kids. We're not small people. we need to either do it or leave it for someone else to do. And like you said, there's nothing wrong with telling someone, no, Ms. Roberta, I can't do this at this time. Can you delegate this to someone else because I'm not in the right frame of mind to do it right now, or I have a lot of other things on my plate that I really want to get done before I do this. So that's how you come at people. You don't leave people twisting in the wind, you know, about when you're going to get it done, how you're going to get it done. That's just not good work ethic, in my opinion.
Absolutely, Miss Jackie. And the same thing is that it comes down to, you know, you give someone a responsibility, you are holding them accountable for that, and when they don't follow through, again, it kind of, like a domino effect, it kind of just knocks everything down, it puts things off. One of the things, like a perfect thing of, you know, just discussing, you know, the program that you're a part of, or just to help try to recruit, because think about it, one person can't do all the recruiting, all the speaking, all the part of it. It's just too much. And, I mean, like, that's why for me, you know, in the beginning, I was wearing all the hats. I'm telling you, it was very exhausting, and I just can't do it. I just can't. So, you know, I told my husband, I said, you know, what do I do? And he's like, well, you're going to have to get people to help delegate that are really for your cause, and not everyone's for your vision. So, I mean, that's one thing. But, you know, you got to find people that are for your vision and then make them a part of it. And the thing is that I have always, since the very beginning, since day one, anyone that's a part of this program, besides, you know, the hierarchy of, you know, who's the founder, who's the director of ambassadors, you know, who's the recruitment director, who's the director to help the women with, you know, with their development, different things like that. Besides that, everyone in this program is on the same exact level. Like, there's no one that's better than me. I'm not better than anyone else. Like, we're all on the same accord trying to do the same thing of helping people. And I really rely on the people that if you want to become an ambassador and you seriously want to do it, that's one major thing that, like, I take it very serious if you want to do this. Because I do rely on what, you know, your opinion, your view, what you think would work, because it's part of you. And once you're a member of it, you know, this is always a part of you. And that's another great point, Ms. Jackie. I mean, you're right on target, Ms. Jackie, what you're saying. And I totally get what you're saying because I've experienced it.
Right. My next one is communication. Being able to clearly describe what you want done is extremely important. No one is a mind reader. That means you won't be working towards the same goal, meaning if you want, like you said, a certain task done and you don't communicate it well, it's not going to go over well with the team leaders and you all won't be on the same page, so that means your goal won't get accomplished. Like with Integrity Beauty. If you give your ambassadors a certain task and they don't, like you tell us all the time, and you don't ask very much of us, and I can see that, and I know this even before I became your state ambassador. Do your blog talk shows. Do your blog. Anything else that you may ask us to do, like little menial things, it's not really a whole lot that you ask of us, and when we don't do them, we miss too many. And you come to us, you're like, well, Miss Jackie, you missed your blog. What happened? Oh, well, Miss Roberta, we were doing, this is just an analogy. I missed it because we did our blog talk radio show on the same day that my blog was due. And then you're like, okay, Miss Jackie, I'll give you a pass on that because that is a relevant answer because we were in the process of doing stuff and so. But every time you see me and you look on our page and you don't see my picture with my blog, you're going to be like, something's wrong. I need to get in touch with Miss Jackie. Things are falling through the cracks and things just aren't getting done and I need to find out what's going on. But then every time you contact me, I'm giving you attitude. You're going to be like, no, she has to go because this cannot keep happening.
Miss Jackie? You are absolutely right, and that has to do with the honesty and the ability to delegate and also to communication. And the other thing is I would like to mention this, Jackie, because I think that maybe you can extend the point that I'm making is, you know, Ms. Jackie, it looks really, really rough or really bad when our stance, because all the women are all over, you know, the world, and I really try to make it that this is a perfect opportunity for you to get your virtual presence known and to get your voice heard. And I try very hard that I don't put pressure on the women to go do events unless they want to. I want their presence more known on, you know, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that thing where, you know, the more virtual presence. And it looks really, really rough or really, really bad when you're posting all over the place, but you have every excuse in the world why you can't post on your blog for the week. It looks really bad, especially if you right. see that you're, what would be a good word, blasting up or blowing up everywhere else, but you won't
yeah.
do that. Like,
right.
there's a disconnect there. Is it disconnecting communication? Is it because you really don't want to make the effort to do it? Is it because really you don't want to do it? And that's why I said, like, all the things you're saying, the communication, the being honest, and the
right.
delegation. You are right on track, Miss Jackie. What's number four?
Number four is sense of humor. Morale is linked to productivity, and it's your job as a team leader to instill a positive energy. Encourage your team to laugh at the mistakes instead of crying. And I like that. Some team leaders are just too serious. You know, work, work, work. Get it out. Let's get this productivity out. But like you said, you can have a sense of humor too, but we need to know the boundaries. You don't disrespect authority in no way, shape, or form. I don't care. Even though I'm 50 years old, I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm 50 years old, Ms. Roberta, and people still to the day don't believe it, but I am. But I don't really care because that's God's grace that he's laid upon my life. Even though I'm 50 years old, I still, even if you were 30 years old and you were my supervisor, I would not disrespect you because you are still in a position of authority. You are still over top of me. You still have the say and nay over whether I stay or go. That's just plain, simple, and to the point. And me as being, you know, your subordinate, if I'm not feeling well or I'm sad or whatever, I would feel as though it's my team leader's, you know, position. If they see that I'm happy-go-lucky every day and that one day they see me and I'm not quite myself, I would think, okay, I got to get boost up her morale because I got to find out what's going on. She's not herself today. And if you are a good team leader, you don't have to know my business to me and ask me, okay, Miss Jackie, what's wrong? What's going on? I don't need to know your personal business, but I just want to, you know, touch bases with you because you're not your happy-go-lucky self. Is it anything that I can help you with? Is it anything that I can do for you? Just let me in. Let me in. Let me just open up. You know, and that person, even if they don't open up to you at that time, they're going to remember the next time something goes down wrong with them. They're going to come to you because you made the effort to make them feel secure. You cracked a joke or, you know, you made them laugh in some type of way. And that's, to me, that sense of humor goes a long way instead of trying to crack the whip all the time, being mean and, you know, trying to push productivity in a not-so-humorous atmosphere. That's my take.
Absolutely, Ms. Jackie. I agree with everything you said. Absolutely.
See, we're getting the ball rolling, Ms. Roberta.
Yes, ma'am, and we have only 4 minutes left, and it's been so interesting. We might have to do a part two on this.
Well, that would be wonderful, and I could finish it up on a part two because you would love the next one. The next one is confidence. It says keep
okay,
up your confidence.
I said, okay, Ms. Jackie, and I was just thinking, Ms. Jackie, you know what we'll do? since that's in the middle, number five, we'll do 1 through 5 today and 6 through 10 on our next show.
That'll be great.
Okay, Miss Jackie,
see how
go
you
for
get
it.
Your sense of humor, Kane.
Yep, and your number in the next 4 minutes, confidence. Keep up your confidence level and ensure everyone that setbacks are natural and the important thing is to focus on larger goals. And I love your confidence, Miss Roberta, because at first you were just so all over the place because, like you said, everything was just so overwhelming to you because you didn't have the help, you didn't delegate to anyone, so you was wearing all the hats and everything was just, it was like swallowing you up. But now that you have your help and you've delegated, you're more at ease, you're more settled, and your confidence level is up. And that's what I love about you.
Ms. Jackie, thank you. And I wanted to say to you so that you know that I really appreciate you. And I thank you for being a part of this. Even, you know, when, like, leaders are flawed too, you know. It's just the thing of is that you dust off, keep going, and you learn. And the biggest thing is I love to learn from the people that are around me because only you can make me a better person, just like you said, Miss Jackie. And I always say as my joke for my humor, I failed my mind reading classes, and I don't know what you said and like what you're thinking unless you tell me. I say that all the time. And Miss Jackie, you are absolutely correct. And I have to say, you are right. Ever since I have been delegating things because it's been so much easier, and I'm so thankful. And thank you for all your help, too. I feel so much more better. Like, I don't feel like everything is on my shoulders. And I just give it to the person. I trust that they're going to be honest. Like you said, they're going to communicate. If there's a problem, they can delegate. I keep walking by faith that God's going to protect, you know, Ivy and Women's Significance. I keep praying that God will make sure that the person that's in the leadership and what I ask, that, you know, if it's too much, they'll say something to me. I just keep trusting and walking by faith that God will help me and help that person. And I thank you, Miss Jackie, for 1 through 5. I'm excited about 6 through 10 for our next show.
Miss Roberta, that this would be a great, I don't know if anyone else has ever done a segment on this, but I just thought that this would be a great topic for me, considering I am getting ready to step out and do something on my own, you know, away from pageantry, away from integrity, beauty. It's just something that's on my own, and it was something that's been weighing on me because I do have family members that's still struggling with diabetes. I have lost family members, you know, to diabetes. So I said, well, maybe I can make a difference if I get out into the community and really let people know that, hey, this disease is no joke. That's why they call it a silent killer. You need to get tested. You need to take your medications. You need to exercise. You need to do everything that the doctor says for you to do in order for you to live a better quality of life. Because should you not listen, one or two things will happen. You will end up in the hospital on IVs, or you will end up in someone's graveyard. And I don't want to see that for any of us in no way, shape, or form. So if I can make a difference in my community by getting that literature out there, that information, I'm just all for it. And like you said, even if it don't last long, at least I tried it. I gave it my all.
Absolutely, Miss Jackie. And we have 30 seconds left, so I'm going to go ahead and close. And I thank you for today, and I can't wait for part two. You are right on track, Miss Jackie. Thank you.
Roberta, and you have a blessed evening.
You also.